Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. All right, folks, let's get to it. A couple things we need to take care of. One, if you want to reach the show, send an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. Two, we do not take message drones, okay? There's been a big problem with that. People stop sending those drones with those messages. That's not helping anybody. And then number three, we have got an opportunity we're going to talk about that has to do with Current Solar Contracting and the Current Solar family and Toys for Joy that are just very powerful and give you a chance to hear where you're thinking, whoa, we're gearing up for Toys for Joy already. It's like, yeah, it takes time to lay the foundation, lay the groundwork, and make sure people know that as Christians, as believers, one of the things we want to do is reach out and touch and give people a blessing whenever we can be a blessing, be it from the actions that we take, the words that we speak, the things that we do, the spirit that we have, then connecting us to the Lord. That's what it's all connected to. So, as you've heard me talk, and I will say to my own pain, I've discussed quite a bit how that Tom and Brittany have a new mouth to feed and another worker for the company. And you know, they have had the baby, and the baby is it, how do you say the baby's name? Because if I mess it up,
it's Brielle.
It's Brielle Maria?
Maria Jacqueline.
Oh, wow. This baby is absolutely beautiful. Todd, like I said, I can certainly understand Brittany. I get it, you know, from Todd's point of view. Wow, did you get lucky?
I did.
I mean, I'm just being honest. But they're going to do something, and I'd like you to talk about what you're going to do and why you're going to do it. So let's talk a little bit about what you guys are offering in this special outreach, this special project that you're operating in.
So we've been looking for something to or someone to give back to, and being Christmas season and Toys for Joy and just having a baby myself, I thought it was a perfect opportunity to kind of, you know, give back to Toys for Joy.
So this is an opportunity for you to kind of express a kind of a thankfulness on your part for the grace and the gift that God gave you in the child that you have and in reaching out, touching, and blessing other children.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's, you know, how God gave, God made me as he made me a giver. So this, what better opportunity to give than to this, you know?
And so what is it that you guys are going to do? Do you want me to talk to Joseph on the specifics, or do you want to go further in? Because I think this is really what's cool is that times that you had a baby, and through the baby already, the Lord's pulling on you. He's pulling at your heart, going, you're like going, oh, this is like the coolest. Oh, I got a baby. I'm just so happy. And it's like, now the Lord's like, yeah, isn't that great? I want you to be giving, like I'm giving to you. Now you give.
Yeah. I mean, I you know, I have three nephews and you know, watch them grow up. I mean, they're not very old still, but cool kids. And I really love kids, and just having a baby of my own, it's totally changed me.
Totally changes your life, doesn't it? I mean, just as soon as you realize what's gone on, and there's that transference of, you know, of responsibility, where the Lord goes, okay, for the next so many years, I'm actually going to lend this child to you, and you're going to take care of this child, my child, for me, and I'm going to trust you, and you're going to do the best job you can do, and there's going to come a time where I'm going to call my child back for my stuff, and you'll always be kind of the daddy, but I'm gonna, you know, heavenly father daddy this stuff.
I think that's a really cool thing too. It's just having her and knowing that you know, it's God's child, and you know, wanting to raise and mold her the right way from the beginning it's a really cool opportunity.
That's,
you know,
awesome.
I see it as an opportunity.
I'm so excited for you. It's because I've just, you know, we've known each other. I mean, it's been like 6 months,
yeah,
like 7 months. So I've had a chance to watch it. I don't know you the way that Joseph knows you. I don't know you the way that the rest of it, but I've had a chance to watch this process in your life. I got a good timing for the snapshots and the pictures. It's awesome.
It's the last 6 months we've gone through some major changes.
Yeah. That's so sure. Awesome. Okay. So Joseph, talk to me about what the actual plan is to help Toys for Joy. Tell me what you guys are thinking. What are you guys going to do that's going to be a real blessing for kids who will probably, without Toys for Joy, not find a lot of loving and touching? So what do you got? What do you got for me?
Well, first of all, I personally have volunteered for Toys for Joy over the last 3 years, and it is an amazing event. It's very emotional. When we're there, just not only the toy, it's really not about the toy. It's really about Jesus. It's about giving.
Right.
And it's about love. And when they leave there, the kid has a toy. But in addition to that, the parents have a bag of groceries. They get all the free clothes that they want. There's food. There's all kinds of entertainment for the kids. It's a great event.
It's an event event. It's a big one.
It's a big event.
Yeah.
And so we're excited to be a part of that. How we're going to be a part of that is with each consultation that we have the opportunity to have, we're going to donate $100 in toys to Toys for Joy. Each signed contract by December 13th, I believe, Toys for Joy is this year, we're going to give $500. And our goal is to donate $10,000 in toys.
Wow. All right. So what you're going to do is you're going to do people that contact you and do an in-home consultation. They haven't purchased yet, but they're like, hey, we're looking. Hey, we're looking.
Right.
We're kind of interested in what you're doing.
Right.
We talk about the free analysis, get the opportunity to see if this is going to be a good fit, if this is going to work. Everybody that does that, from that one experience, you're donating $100 to Toys for Joy. And that's for like the first 20 homeowners. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay. But then anybody who signs a contract, who says, okay, I see what you're doing. I see where you're going. Love it. Want to be a part of it. Want to be in partnership with Current Solar Contracting. Let's do it. Every time that takes place, there's going to be a $500 total donation given
to Toys
for Joy.
That's right, David. You got it.
Up to $10,000.
Hey, we'll give. There's no limit to this.
Right.
Yeah, it's limitless. So
as much as we can get.
If we raise 20 grand, yeah. Even better.
We just wanted to have some sort of goal to hit, but it's limitless.
This is a pretty generous offer. Let's just say it. Just call it what it is. How did you arrive to do that? What was it? And people are like, oh, well, but they're making money because they're doing business. Hey, $500 out of anybody's profit on any deal anywhere is a chunk of change.
I think that.
So let's be honest about
personally,
that.
Personally, you know, owning a business, and you know, being faithful to Jesus, without giving, we wouldn't have a business. So, that's where I come from, and that's my belief. And so, coming to this conclusion is a no-brainer to me.
Well, I think it's an awesome decision. I mean, you guys are even saying, look, if there's 20 times we're going to go out to a house, if they don't buy, we're still giving. We're still giving to Toys for Joy. It's not contingent on a purchase. So I want to make sure that we make
absolutely.
That's a very
absolutely.
Powerful,
no question.
Powerful statement. And I think what's really important is to understand that, and we talk about this a lot, the reason we bring people like Joseph and like Tom on the show and to talk about things like that is because this is what we want people in the audience to hear and to understand in doing business with somebody. There's a lot of people to do business with, and I've done hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands and thousands and thousands of business transactions and deals. And when you're dealing with somebody that you have confidence in and that you can understand that they have a moral ground that they stand with and the things that they're going to do the best they can, even sometimes to their own deficit. I mean, that's who you want to do business with. You don't want to go, eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Look, I found somebody here on this internet site. They're telling me everything's great and I'm great and everything's... It's like, no, you want the real deal.
And you get a bonus. The bonus is we do fantastic work and our price is very competitive.
Yeah, so you're right in it's right in there all together. But this is a exceedingly generous offer. So I think it's great. And so we're gonna take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk a little bit more about the business end. And then we're going to close it out. And I want to pray for you guys and for the business on the air, if you don't mind.
Awesome.
This should be, no, it's not planned, folks. I don't plan stuff like that. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to break now, come back. So ladies and gentlemen, keep this in mind, that this participation in this program going to be an outreach to people to hear about Jesus in a powerful way. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. We're coming right back with more from Current Solar Contracting. Don't go anywhere.
Could fill spoons full of diamonds. Could fill that little spoon of your precious love.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
More of your favorite styles have just arrived. Get to Nordstrom Rack today or visit NordstromRack.com to grab the top brand at up to 70% off. Hurry in before it's all gone.
Do you want to make a difference while earning extra income? Do you have an extra bedroom that's unused? Make your house a home for someone special. California Mentor is passionate about matching adults with special needs with loving families like yours. Bring your heart and your home while earning a generous monthly stipend. For more information, go to mentorswanted.com or call 855-MENTOR-2. That's 855-MENTOR-2. 855-636-8672.
Are you plugged into the power of San Diego County's real estate market? Don't miss Hardcore Real Estate Investing with Roger Faulkner and Lenny Velas. You've seen them on 2020, the experts in home buying, rehabbing, and flipping houses in Southern California. Call in live and have your questions answered. Increase your investing IQ and learn how to make money whether you do the work or RBD does it for you. Saturday afternoons at 2 p.m. right here. Learn more at rbdventures.com.
Planning and preparation is biblical.
This is Wise Counsel with attorney Larry Copenbarger.
The scriptures tell us that we are responsible for preparing, for educating ourselves, for doing the work, the proverbial planting the fields so that the harvest will come.
You really can have your financial house in perfect order through living trusts, estate planning, Medicaid planning, and asset protection. 888-738-3184.
And that's the key part of this wise counsel and getting a house in order. But I also know the Lord provides for those who prepare.
Call for your no-obligation appointment today. Call 888-738-3184. Learn more at LarryCopenbarger.com. Offices in Mission Valley, Del Mar, and Rancho Bernardo. Call 888-738-3184. 888-738-3184. Learn more at LarryCopenbarger.com. Call 888-738-3184.
Have you noticed creepy little scratching noises in your attic or walls? Ever think you heard something, but you weren't quite sure? You, my friend, very likely have a rat problem. Yes, I said rats. People who have them often aren't sure about it or never even notice. Rats are often overlooked until the problem gets way out of hand or until someone gets sick. Rats breed like crazy, carry diseases, and even if you don't see one, their droppings and urine can be a huge health disaster. Is your skin a little more itchy than it should be? Call All Pest Pros and get your home checked. If your suspicions are verified, they'll get rid of them. All Pest Pros specializes in rat detection, elimination, and prevention. Rats can get into your walls, air ducts, and start huge nests in your attic insulation. Who knows what you're breathing in? For your family's health and your peace of mind, call All Pest Pros now at 619-212-7912. Call for your free, no-obligation rat inspection. New customers get $150 off rodent proofing. 619-212-7912. 619-212-7912.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Quick reminder, if you want to reach the show, send an email to davidspoon at kprz.com. I'm checking the weather for you, and it's beautiful. If you can't check the weather yourself because you can't stick your head outside, you don't have the capacity to look outside, it's really nice. If you're by a window, look out the window. If you want a temperature, get a thermometer. Additionally, I'm looking at the traffic. Yeah, it's starting to get a little heavy. It always does. It's starting to, you know, get that way. All right, so we're hanging out with Joseph and with Tom from Current Solar Contracting and the Current Solar Contracting family. I think we just call it Current Solar Family, right? That's really kind of the whole thing. Just so everybody can know, 619-272-0303. That's 619-272-0303. Or you can go to currentsd.com. That's current, C-U-R-R-E-N-T, current. SD.com, or you do what the president of Salem Radio says is you get the Google and then you just Google it, which is just you just put in current solar contractor, you'll find everything you need because you can Google it. Now, Google is like Kugel for those that are Yiddish and understand, but it's not quite. It's like the Jewish Google, but it's Google. You'll get that joke later. All right, so what they're doing is they're doing something awesome for Toys for Joy, and I want to talk about that, just kind of reset that real quickly, and then get into the business part of things. Toys for Joy is going to receive from every contract they sign between now and December 13th a $500 contribution to Toys for Joy. Toys for Joy is the opportunity that that kids and families get to embrace Miles McPherson's church holding the Toys for Joy. But actually, it's an interchurch place. It's not just one church. It's many churches kind of working together. And it's the opportunity for people in the community to receive clothing. They can receive encouragement. They receive food. The kids receive toys. I mean, it's an experience. There's music. There's teaching. It's almost like, I wouldn't say a carnival, but it's got that feel, right? Is that pretty accurate, right? Yeah. And it's a great opportunity. And so Current Solar Contracting wants to participate in giving. Not only are they doing that on purchases, let's just get this straight. For the first 20 people that get the review, the home consultation, to see whether it works or not, even if you don't buy, they're going to donate $100 for the first 20 people they meet and talk to and show Current Solar Contracting what they can and can't do. They're going to give $100 per those consultations. And that includes no purchases whatsoever. And it's like, that's just cool. It's a great way to give. It's a great way to support the kids and the people who are hurting in the community. And I think Tom really put it well when he said it's a great way to give back. And that's really a big part of this, right? Isn't it? Okay, Joseph, man that makes the machine move.
I don't know about that, Dave.
We'll just use that for now. It's a good
line. All right,
line.
That's good. I'm into it. I like it.
Talk to me about Current Solar Contracting. What's going on at the business? What's going on industry-wise? What's, you know, kind of give me some flavors, give me some fills. Tell me what's happening.
Well, the business is going great. And solar, we're barely at, it's going to take off from here. You know, business is fantastic. Last week I went to Las Vegas for a solar conference. And I rode back from the airport with the gentleman that is in charge of the three big SDG&E, Edison, and PG&E. He works for the Public Utilities Commission. And I asked him personally, I said, people are thinking that rates can possibly go down, that this is going to be one of those things like gas. Okay, it goes up, then it comes back down, et cetera, et cetera. And he looked at me straight in the eye. He goes, let me tell you something. Rates are not going down. So I have good news and bad news for everybody. The bad news is we're headed into winter. And some of our highest electricity bills come during the winter months, believe it or not. People typically think summer because of air conditioning, but not everybody has air conditioning. Everybody has a heater. The good news is we can take care of that for you.
That's a great, you just made a great point I never thought of before. We don't have air conditioning in our house, but we have a heater.
That's right.
I mean, that's, you know, we live, it's close to the ocean, but it's like, you know, that's an excellent point.
Do you put up Christmas lights? Oh, could I say that on the air? Christmas?
On my show, you can.
Oh, okay, good, good.
You should see all the Christmas pictures we've got up. It's a Jewish guy doing Christian. It's Christmas. It's fun. It's fun.
You know, people are baking. They have their Christmas lights up. You know, they're entertaining. There's a lot of action that happens during the winter.
That's another excellent procedure. Now, for me, I've kind of indicated this to the audience. I have my whole crew, everybody coming from all the corners of the country, all my children and all their coming to stay on my floor, which is going to be like, so I'm going to a hotel. No, so the bottom line is that it's exactly right. It's going to be a lot more cooking. There's going to be a lot more, I can already tell you, there's going to be a lot more fights for the remote. There's going to be a lot more. There's going to be a lot more overall interaction. And then on those nights when it gets cool, because right over there where we are, it does get, I mean, if you leave the window, you have to close the doors, close the windows, close everything, or it goes pretty low. I mean, it does get cold. You're right. I mean, that's an excellent point. Everybody has a heater. Not everybody has an air conditioner. That's a really good.
Thanks,
oh,
David.
Man,
thanks. I appreciate that.
That's sharp. All right. So people need to know these rates are not going. They're not going down.
They're not going down. As a matter of fact, they're going to go to they're getting ready to raise the lowest tier right now on a little bit. And that's going to affect it's going to affect everybody. It's going to affect businesses. It's going to affect homeowners. It's going to affect people that are on low income rates.
Yeah, that's really going to be an impact. concurrent solar contracting gives people the opportunity to examine whether it works for them. I mean, because I'm sure it works for most people. It probably doesn't work for every single person. So you got to kind of find that process out. I think what people don't understand is to find out doesn't cost any money.
It's free.
That's the part that I don't. That's the messaging part that you want to like go, hey, it doesn't really cost a lot of money to call 619-272-0303 unless you're severely over on your minutes. then you're on your own. Then you're on your own, man. I mean, then it's expensive to call anybody or do anything. But you can have that opportunity to have that savings every month, and you're pulling off a tremendous resource because, let's just be honest, if the Lord decides that that's enough of the sun, that's enough of the earth, it's over. Right,
I mean, that's okay with us because we're going. Well, yeah, I mean, we're going to be out of here, yeah, right?
I'm just hoping the trumpet just before you know.
Right.
Okay, we're ready. We're good. All right, so let's do this. I think we're at that point now. I just want to pray for you guys. Pray for the business. Is that all right? Do you
Absolutely.
Mind?
Yeah. Love
is
that.
Is that all right? Let's just pray. Father, we come before you right now, and we pray in the name of Jesus Christ that you would pour your blessing on Current Solar Contracting mm-hmm. and on what their efforts are to be people that honor you in what they do mm-hmm. and to be people that give so that they can reflect your heart in what they do and to just pour your wisdom and your understanding on them. I pray that as they go forward and do business, mm-hmm. they would not just be a blessing to the person through the business aspect, but also be a spiritual blessing, communicating and being vehicles of your love and of your grace and of your mercy. Mm-hmm. And we just pray for the baby. We pray mm-hmm. for Brittany and for Tom and their parenting. Mm-hmm. They know it's an honor, Lord, and they know they need wisdom from you. Grant them that the wisdom, when they ask for it, bring people into their lives that can give them good insight, that can help them, and let them be just not the best parents, the best they can be at parenting, mm-hmm. being your children. Knowing and learning from you, because you are the best that there ever is, ever was, ever will be. Mm-hmm. And in your parenting, let them learn from you and communicate that to their child. And let this donation opportunity be such a blessing for Toys for Joy and for the San Diego community yes. and for people that need to know that, God, that you care. Yeah, we don't always do it right as churches, and we do a lot of dumb stuff. But there's a few things that we can do good and do right, and let us reflect Jesus in this process. Mm-hmm. And let it be an honor to your name and a blessing to others. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right, gentlemen. Excellent job as usual. I'm going to encourage everybody, 619-272-0303, or go to currentsd.com. Talk to them. A phone call is free. The giving is a blessing. And we ask you to continue to mention them in your prayers because that's how we're supposed to do things. All right, folks, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. When we come back, we're going to try and get a DDD in. Wouldn't that be amazing if we get that done today? Don't go anywhere. And you wouldn't want me any other.
The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Mount Miguel Covenant Village presents the Southern Gospel Group Legacy 5 on November 22nd. For more information, visit them online at retire@mountmiguel.com.
The villagers had never seen a funeral like this. No mourners wailing, no dramatic displays of sorrow. Pastor Maher led the service with joy and the knowledge his father was now with Jesus. A message of hope, even celebration. A message never heard of in this region of the Middle East. Many funeral visitors were curious and stayed to talk. Pastor Maher spoke of the hope that only comes from knowing Christ. The gospel was shared. Seeds were planted. Perhaps a church could flourish here. Pastor Maher is hopeful. We are Whitefields Ministries. We train and support indigenous pastors to start churches in Asia, South America, Africa, and yes, even in the Middle East.
You can support the pastors of Whitefields. Your gift of $50 or more per month will sustain a new pastor. Visit whitefields.org today or call 760-846-8610. Whitefields.org.
No pastor should be a stranger.
There is not a mother's just a friend or brother loves the way that Jesus can.
On November 22nd, Mount Miguel Covenant Village, one of the area's premier retirement communities, invites you to experience the four-part harmonies and meaningful messages of Legacy 5, one of gospel music's favorite Southern gospel groups. As a continuing care retirement community and an equal housing opportunity provider, Mount Miguel Covenant Village offers active residential living and high-quality health care services that include assisted living, short-term rehabilitation, and skilled nursing. Since 1886, Covenant Retirement Communities, a ministry of the Evangelical Covenant Church, has been committed to providing affordable senior living options for people of all faiths. For more information or to RSVP for the Legacy 5 performance, contact Mount Miguel Covenant Village at 877-302-2697 or visit them online at retire@mountmiguel.com. retire@mountmiguel.com.
I had over $42,000 in credit card debt. I was in over my head. I found myself charging expenses like groceries and gas just to make my monthly payments. My credit cards were almost maxed out. That's when I found Christian Credit Counselors.
Unfortunately, Jamie's situation is not unique. Across America, many people have found themselves relying on credit cards to get through tough times, a job loss, medical expenses, or other unexpected financial hardships. Christian Credit Counselors has been there. We understand, and we are here to help. Our debt management program can help you consolidate your bills, lower your monthly payments and interest rates, stop late fees and creditor calls, and reduce debt faster. Call today, 1-800-557-1985. As a nonprofit organization, your freedom from debt is our number one priority. It's one monthly payment that works for you. It's debt consolidation you can trust. Call us today to begin your journey to financial freedom. 1-800-557-1985 or visit www.christiancreditcounselors.org.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. California. Okay, here's a... Oh, look at my my earpiece. You know, that's tied to this whole system. It came out. So for a second, I couldn't hear myself. I bet all you were going, well, praise the Lord. Okay, here we go. DDD, because we haven't had a chance to do one at all. So here it is, Genesis 6:9. Ready? Genesis 6:9, first DDD. Here's what it says. Not a long scripture. Listen to what it says. Listen to what it says. These are the family records of Noah. Noah was a righteous man, blameless among his contemporaries. Noah walked with God. Okay, that's it. Good night. Go home. Here's the bottom line. Genesis 6:9. These are the family records of Noah. Noah was a righteous man, blameless among his contemporaries. Noah walked with God. The definition that the Lord gives regarding Noah and the quality of person he was is he walked with God. There's a lot of things that people can say about you and I, but if they ever describe you and I as people that walked with God, you and I would be jumping up and down and touching the rafters and giving each other high fives, because that is an honor that is beyond normal. I mean, how would you like them to say that, Robert Producer? As a Robert Producer, he walked with God. I mean, that would be...
I have to think, wow, I'm doing better than I thought I was.
That's the first thing I've been thinking is wrong person. But because if they were saying me. But I'm just saying he walked with God. Now, the reason I want to bring that up is this. This great godly task that God gave Noah. Now, remember what I just said. This great godly task that God gave Noah can only be accomplished with a person who's connected to God. Now, many great tasks have been done. No question. But godly tasks require the influence of God. And in order to have the influence of God, you have to be connected to God. Have you ever noticed how this show for 2 years always points to the same place? Gee, I wonder why that is. Here's what I want you to think about, because I took the time to think about this for whatever weird reason. I'm rereading again to get in Genesis again, and I'm finished the New Testament, or Old Testament. I'm back in the New, and I'm all over the place, but I'm in Genesis and Matthew, basically. Here's what I want you to think about. The ark was 450 feet long, so I want you to think about this real quickly. That is a football field and a half. So when you think of the Ark as being this big ship, let me help you out. Look at a football field, right? Next time you're on TV, imagine another half of football field next to it, and that's how long the Ark was.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
Yes, that is long. Now watch this. Now, I might be wrong about this. I need somebody to tell me, because I thought the width was somewhere in the ballpark of, like, for a football field was like, 25, 30, 35, whatever the case may be. Did you know that the Ark, a football field and a half long, was also 75 feet wide? So imagine 25 yards wide and a football field and a half long. That's how big this is. And on top of that, just so you can know, 45 feet high. So go from the football field straight up 45 feet, go across the whole football field and go for a football field and a half, and that's how big the Ark was. That's big. That's big. And if you think that's big, it didn't matter. He was able to do it. You want to know why? He walked with God. That's the key. All right, we're going to take our break here, and then we're going to come back. We have a special guest on the phone. We're going to be taking care of that. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
The Team Kia of El Cajon vow of assurance. It's their commitment to excellence and it's car buying with the customer in mind, giving you peace of mind. Visit TeamKiaOfElCajon.com.
Chris George, General Manager, Team Kia of El Cajon. Chris, what do you love most about your job?
When we first took over the store, we were selling 6 cars a month. Right now, we're averaging about 220, 230 cars. We had about 10 employees, and right now we have 81. I get to see them grow. Customers that have come in that have bad credit and they want help on reestablishing their credit. That's super rewarding. It's just like a trickle-up effect.
Go to TeamKiaOfElCajon.com today. Tell them KPRZ sent you and get a free tire rotation, brake inspection, and alignment quick check.
Hi, I'm Donna, and I'm a mentor host home provider with California Mentors Family Home Agency. If you have an extra bedroom and want to make a real difference in your community, open your home to an adult with a developmental disability who might not have the opportunity to live with a loving family like yours. Call a California Mentor recruiter today who can share more about this special program. You'll get all the ongoing support you need and a generous monthly stipend. Call a California Mentor recruiter today at 1-855-MENTOR-2 or go online at mentorswanted.com.
My name is Gaetano Giacalone, CEO of Current Solar Contracting.
And I'm his wife, Brittany, who just had a beautiful baby girl, Brielle Maria Giacalone.
Honestly, it's the best thing that's ever happened to us. One of the things we wanted to do was to thank all the KPRZ listeners.
Our business has grown a lot lately, and we're very, very thankful.
So we wanted to pay it forward. Current Solar Contracting will donate $100 for every in-home consultation booked for the first 20 homeowners and $500 for every contract signed to Toys for Joy right here in San Diego.
Especially having a newborn baby, we really wanted to give back to the kids. They're so cute, and they deserve to have a great experience. And what better way to pay it through Toys for Joy?
Help us reach our goal of $10,000 by December 13, 2014. Let's give back. Let's give joy to those who need it most, the kids.
Join the Current Solar family and help put a smile on a child's face. Call 619-272-0303 or visit currentsolarsd.com. Right, baby Ellie?
Hi, I'm S. Craig Perry. You've heard me for many years tell you what I believe is the best investment, no questions asked. Because, well, good like stock market growth without the risk of losing principal and interest no matter how far the market could fall. Gold, silver, stocks, real estate can all lose. Don't wait for another catastrophe like in 2008 when millions were lost. Roll over those IRAs, 401k, SIPs, or any money you want to keep safe. One of the biggest concerns people say is, Craig, I don't want your index product because it ties up my money. Well, not anymore. I have a new product. Most index products have penalties if you bail out early, and you could lose some principal. This product lets you have all your original investment back anytime you want to bail out. So now you have instant liquidity. And the best reason to do this is you get an immediate 6% bonus added to your initial investment. 1-800-553-6247. 1-800-553-6247. Love you all, and God bless.
Some restrictions apply. Rate subject to change. License number 057-8122. Call 800-553-6247.
My name is Don, and a lot of stuff happens to me. My wife even calls me Disaster Don once in a while, but that's not fair. I'm just a little unlucky. I mean, who hasn't been to the hospital for a giraffe bite? Ah! And engines fall out of cars all the time, right? But since that stuff happened, I needed a lot of cash at once. So I called Cash Call at 866-590-CASH.
At Cash Call, we can lend you a big chunk of money so you can handle all your unexpected expenses at one time. You can borrow $2,600 to $25,000 by tomorrow with no collateral and make monthly payments or pay it back all at once.
Yeah, Cash Call lent me enough money for everything. And uh-oh, is that lightning? Again?
If you need a lot of cash all at once, make the cash call at 866-590-CASH. Because dealing with the unexpected doesn't make you a disaster. It makes you just like everyone else.
Subject to credit approval. Additional documentation required. Loans will be made pursuant to Department of Business Oversight, California Finance Lender Law License Number 603-8780.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. I just want everybody to understand and to see, from my point of view, that was a joke for you, Marty, to see from my point of view that, ladies and gentlemen, we have on the phone with us the retirement professor, Marty Schneider. He can be reached at 800-727-PLAN, 800-727-7526. Also, theretirementprofessor.com. Marty has been struggling a little bit with the eye issue, and so we want to keep him in prayer. So brothers and sisters out there who are in the Lord, you want to lift up people that are supporters of KPRZ. You got to lift up Marty. He's getting close to being better, but we're going to get a quick update on that and then talk about a bunch of other stuff. Marty, how you feeling?
Hey, David, thanks for asking. So much better. All of a sudden, I've got about 80% of my vision back in that right eye and improving tremendously over the last 3 days. And so the doctor thinks in another week I ought to be back to normal. And I guess it was just some virus that settled on the cornea, and all of a sudden I was just in this cloud on that one eyeball. So it was very odd, but I'm doing a lot better.
Well, as long as you're doing better, that's what we want to hear, Marty. We want to make sure you're doing okay. All right, Marty, let's find out, because I don't know. I've never asked this question before. I don't think I've ever asked anybody this question before. What's the impact on elections on finances, on retirement finances? What's the impact when people have an election?
Yeah, you know, I was hoping that we could kind of connect that dot this afternoon, David, because obviously it's such a big day, election day here, and there's some moving parts there and some variables. Generally speaking, a Republican victory is perceived as good for business, and there's usually a positive impact in the short run on stock market pricing, and simply because it tends to be a more business-friendly party. And so when the Republicans do win, if they do get the Senate, I think that's good news for investors. But, you know, David, even at a more macro level, the election, all elections, but this one in particular, is so important because people, I think, sometimes feel disconnected from the impact of elections, like, you know, whatever they're going to do in Washington, they're going to do, or those kinds of attitudes. But they really do affect things like, you know, are we going to muster up the strength to fix the Social Security system, because that really impacts you and me? Are they going to, you know, create more jobs so that the economy improves, which means that maybe, you know, my income can go up and I can save more for my retirement, or I can pay down my debt a little bit quicker. So these decisions that are made at a political level really do ultimately trickle down from, you know, from Wall Street to Main Street, if you will. And so these are really important decisions. And I think about, for some reason, every time we go to an election day, I think about our men and women in the military and those military families that sacrifice so much to protect our right to get out and vote, and I'm so appreciative and so grateful for them. And I think one way to acknowledge that is to get out and get off your duff and make sure you go vote.
Yeah, we use the famous phrase, get off your blessed assurance. I think the part of the process that people are might be missing, and I've talked about it before throughout the show, actually, is they'll quote Second Timothy chapter 2, verse 4, which says, don't be entangled in the worldly affairs, but they won't any more quickly quote Exodus 18:21, where God says, select good leaders amongst yourselves, people that are God-fearing, that don't like bribes, that can lead you in thousands and hundreds and fifties and so on and so forth. So right in Exodus 18:21, you see a very clear picture of God telling us that, Israel anyway, hey, the elections are good. Selecting people is a right thing to do. And then I think some people that don't want to participate, they can't be forced to participate, but they don't want to because they don't want to feel like they're worldly. We've said this several times. They're the same people that say, well, if it's not in the Bible, I won't do it. Then make sure you don't drive your car, and make sure you don't eat at In-N-Out, and make sure you don't fly on an airplane, because none of those things are in the Bible. And right. I think people need to be like, come on. I mean, there's a common sense element here. I think what we're talking about, what we need to understand, is we need to participate because money, it does affect, and I'll say this most directly, the last election really affected my wife and myself in regards to healthcare. It really had kind of a weird impact on us. Mm-hmm. And I think these elections tend to have more and more impact, especially the older you get.
Yeah, boy, I think that's really true, David. And as I think about this particular election cycle, this midterm, and if the Republicans are successful in getting back the Senate, they can do some things that they've just been unable to do in terms of legislation, in terms of dealing with some of the core issues. And at the end of the day, I think it ultimately does come down to core values and who represents the family values and the things that are important to most of our listeners. Whether or not they're people of faith, they can still share some core values with us. And that's why this is so very important. And again, from a financial perspective, as relates to the planning that we do, it is impactful. I mean, if all of a sudden, Dennis Prager, one of my favorite talk show hosts on our sister station, likes to say that, you know, the bigger the government, the smaller the citizen. And I love that quote because it's such a clear picture of what's happened to this country over the course of the last, 8 to 10 years. It's grown so dramatically in terms of the government's impact on our lives. And so I hope we take a little of that back and take personal responsibility and encourage individuals to take charge of their lives rather than relying exclusively on the government to do everything. And I don't mean to be insensitive when I say that, because there are certainly legitimate times when the government can and should help, but it's just gotten too big, in my opinion.
Yeah, I think part of the problem is kind of what you said. Like, from a business point of view, Republicans seem to do better for business. It seems like the Democrats seem to certainly appear to do maybe better on an individual personage basis. And it's in my mind, it's like, how can they not find the balance? And I'll tell you how they don't find the balance, Marty, and I think you'll end up agreeing with me. It's because it's sinful man trying to accomplish something that only God can accomplish. And that's having a perfect society, having a society that flows correctly on all levels.
Yes, I do agree with that. And, we struggle with this, trying to find this balance between compassion and taking care of our fellow man. And at the same time, I think where the struggle exists between the two major parties here is the best way to accomplish that. And so, for example, using taxes is always one of the great political fights that goes on is, the idea that if you cut taxes, cut income taxes, and put more spendable income in people's pockets, that they go out and they recycle that money in the economy because they buy more stuff and they spend it, and that creates more jobs and it actually expands the economy. So the irony being that when you cut income taxes, it actually grows the tax revenue because it allows more people to become taxpayers. And so those kind of you know, simple strategic decisions can make such a big impact on our lives on a daily basis. And particularly, David, as you get closer and closer to retirement age and have to begin to, you know, make some more difficult life decisions, I think.
This is I think, what people need to know, too, Marty. And you've been really, really helpful to my wife and myself just in our discussions, just so you can know. I know you don't always get that impact or feedback, you know, from a radio point of view. But people need to, if they can get the chance, they need to meet with you, because it doesn't cost any money to talk to you. Doesn't cost anything for them to sit down with you and kind of converse and get some ideas going. And we've utilized just the practical advice, and we've really taken it to heart. And we're really working on kind of eliminating, you know, debt. That's our real big goal. We're really committed to that. And I think that's really come about because of some of the conversations you have had. And I really want you to know how much the work that you do, and some of it, free. I mean, I'm just saying it's free, but the work that you do blesses people that get a chance to hear it, respond, and reflect on the wisdom of it. So I just want you to know how much that's appreciated.
Well, thank you. That just blesses me to hear that. And so thanks for the kind words. And I just, you know, that's my prayer every morning is, Lord, you know, use me today to make a difference in the life of somebody. So the fact that it occasionally does is just a huge blessing. Thanks for sharing that, David.
Yeah. Now, on the flip side of that, the wife might talk to you when she sees you and says, yeah, I'd like more flowers. But anyway, but that's all right, because hey, I'd like to buy the NHL package and I can't get that either. So we're working it together. It's a mutual thing. Here's what I want people to do. They can call you at 800-727-PLAN. That's 800-727-7526. Or they can go to your website at theretirementprofessor.com. Theretirementprofessor.com. Another great job, Marty. And you know I appreciate the work you do. And I want you to know, praying for you, and I hope you're feeling better. And the next time I talk to you next week, I expect to hear you're all better, okay?
All right, David. I appreciate that so much. God bless you. Great to talk with you, and I'll catch you next week.
You got it, brother. God bless you. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, we have our Facebook post of the day. Don't go anywhere.
A friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
The kids of Caltrans workers depend on you to protect their parents. When you see flashing amber lights ahead, remember to move over if it's safe to do so or slow down. Flashing lights can help save a life. Move over. It's the law.
Here's big news from Ken Starr. Ken and his wife Tina have built one of the greatest heating and air conditioning services around by focusing with all their heart on their customers. Ken and Tina care deeply, so it's no surprise how fast their AC service has grown.
Hi, I'm Ken Starr, third generation heating and air guy. You might have heard us on the radio as American Comfort or 1-800-COMFORT. We've had such huge feedback that we are proud to announce Home Comfort USA. It's really the heart of me and my wife offering heating and air conditioning. We've had such huge feedback, we've actually had to open a customer experience department just to be able to take all the phone calls and write down all the positive reviews that you've given us. At Home Comfort USA, we are devoted to the welfare of others.
New name, same loving family. Call them up and say big with their fall clearance sale. The warehouse is full of 2014 heating and air conditioning systems, all priced at 25% off. Last chance of the year for huge savings. Celebrate Ken and Tina's new season and bring your family quality of life with Home Comfort USA. Call 858-866-8637. 858-866-8637. CSLB number 97490.
This is Hugh Hewitt for townhall.com. The terrorist attacks in Canada this week, Wednesday on the soldier guarding the Canadian Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, and then Canada's Parliament building, and Monday's murder by car of a military man, remind us of the evil being spread out from the ISIS-controlled territories of Iraq and Syria. It should also remind us of the real risks of radicalized Americans doing the same things as the young Islamist terrorists did to our north, and doing so because they have been bent by terrorist propaganda. ISIS is not the JV teams that President Obama called them earlier this year, and they cannot be allowed to grow and groom terrorists around the globe. The president has got to get serious about destroying ISIS. He isn't right now, but a massive defeat of Democrats on November 4th might cause him to become serious. So vote for your own and your nation's security on November 4th, and earlier if you vote early. Send our disconnected president a message he cannot ignore. I'm Hugh Hewitt.
KPRZ presents Jesus on Trial, David Limbaugh, at Skyline Church on November 6th at 6 p.m. Join KPRZ for Limbaugh's rare appearance in San Diego.
I decided to write the book because maybe I can share things and reach people through a Christian apologetic that the ordinary minister or theologian could not.
On Thursday, November 6th at Skyline Church, join New York Times best-selling author David Limbaugh in person as he confronts the skeptics head-on, sharing arguments and stories from his new book, Jesus on Trial. Limbaugh applies his lawyer's eye to examine the evidence for the historical accuracy of the Bible. Don't miss an evening that'll produce powerful arguments to show the truth of the gospel. Rush to KPRZ.com to get your tickets. Jesus on Trial, David Limbaugh Book Tour, is sponsored by Current Solar Contracting and Presidential Limousine.
Christ has already been on trial, and he acquitted himself. He conquered death and conquered Satan so that we can live.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. It is hard to believe, folks, that this segment, as we close this last segment out, will then lead to tomorrow. That part's not hard to believe, because the sun will come up tomorrow.
The show flies by.
The show does fly by, and tomorrow is, in fact, happy anniversary. The show will be 2 years old as of tomorrow. They can no longer call me a rookie. Of course, that means I no longer get the breaks of being a rookie, which has got a little bit of a loss to it, but we won't go down that road. We've got our Facebook post. I don't think we put up any new Facebook post music, did we? I think we forgot, huh? Oh, wait, we forget this kind of stuff.
Pour a cheerful toast and fill it, happy anniversary. But be careful you don't fill it, happy.
Yeah, but we got to do that for tomorrow. You can't do that for... Okay.
Happy anniversary.
But it's not till tomorrow.
Happy anniversary.
You know, it's the Flintstones. I don't mind. I like the Flintstones. All right, let's talk about the fact of the matter, and this is it. We're in an election. I've got a Facebook post that I'm going to do that's going to nail it down for you, going to keep your life very simplified, and hopefully be very encouraging for you. Ready? Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3. Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3. Try and get around this. This could change you and make the rest of your life better. If we just did these little things. Isaiah chapter 26 verse 3 says this: you keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. You keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. Now there's a lot of people out there that are very worried about elections and retirements and health and relationships, jobs, careers, all that stuff. And there's nothing abnormal about being concerned about that. But listen to the passage in Isaiah and apply it. You keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. Let me ask you this. What is the price you would pay for peace of mind? What's the price you would pay for peace of mind? What is the price you would be willing to pay so that you don't have a lot of waves and wind going on between your left and right ear? Well, follow this bouncing ball. Jesus Christ is the Prince of Peace. A prince has authority and power. Jesus Christ is able to bring peace of mind to a person who calls out to him. And what we're asked to do by Scripture is we're asked to lock in on the Lord in our mind. Don't focus on what you're failing in. Don't focus on what you can't control. Don't focus on your fears. Don't focus on your losses. Don't focus on your misunderstandings. Focus on the Lord. Here's a response from the King of Kings to all of us regarding our process of our minds. Stop thinking dumb thoughts. Just stop it. Knock it off. We need to lock in on him. We need to trust him. We need to focus on him. That's the way you get perfect peace. People have been looking for peace for thousands of years. Guess why we look for peace? Because there's sin that disrupts our heart and mind. Well, guess what the solution to sin is? What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. And by that blood, we have forgiveness. And by that forgiveness, the Prince of Peace has authority and power in our lives and in our minds and can help us walk in perfect peace. Perfect peace means not peaceful sometimes. It means completely peaceful. You know who robs us of our peace besides Satan? We do. Because of how we approach things and how we touch things and how we hold things. Peace of mind by locking in on him, by trusting in him. Do you believe that he really does care about you? Do you believe that what you're going through is important to him? Do you believe he has your best interests in mind? Then trust him. He's never let anybody down. Trust him. Oh, people say he let me down, but that's when they take it back from God and try and control it themselves. Trust him. Lift it to him. Unload it to him. Let him carry it. He's got bigger arms than you. He's stronger than you. He's smarter than you. He will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. Peace of mind by locking in on him and by trusting in him, we can operate in the power of peace in our mind. And then nothing else will overwhelm us because we'll be operating in his grace. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Taking a 22-hour break, and then it's more insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you tomorrow.